To discuss this, I'm joined by Ms. Allison Weir, Executive Director of If Americans Knew. Many thanks, Ms. Allison Weir, for joining Press TV. Some analysts argue this recent sales ignites an arms race in the region. Do you think so?
I think that's a concern. I think any time that there are arms sales, that's a deep concern that certainly worries many Americans that don't wish to see that from happening. And the fact that this is going ahead is disturbing.
And to what extent...
It certainly could start an arms race that is...
Sure. Go ahead, please.
Sure. No, I was going to say, there's already a bit of one. The fact that Israel has such a major military, the fourth or fifth most powerful in the world. Of course, right there we have a motivation for other countries in the region to also develop and expand their military. So in a sense, this arms race has been going on quite a long time. And now this major sale to Saudi Arabia increases it still further.
Okay. To what extent this issue of arms sales reflects the United States' view of a new world order?
Well, it's hard, you know, there are a number of complex factors. There are partly the commercial motivations of the arms companies, of Boeing, of Lockheed, of the different weapons companies. There are the lobbyists here in Washington, D.C., are very significant and very powerful. There are certainly entities that want a major type of changes in the world, in which massive arms sales are part of that agenda. So it's a disturbing trend. It's one that's being opposed by many people. As I'm sure you're aware, there's been a great concern in the United States about how the government is spending our tax money. The fact that in many cases these arms sales are actually subsidized by U.S. taxpayers who are in many cases stretched financially themselves, increasingly finding that their tax money is sometimes subsidizing these arms sales. So in addition to the problems that they potentially cause the region, we see arms consistently now being used against people who are trying to reach democracy. And here, U.S. weapons, weapons from Britain, weapons from France, weapons from South Africa are all being used by despotic regimes trying to put down democratic uprisings. So they're being used very badly in the regions themselves, but in terms of the U.S. taxpayer, they're also taking money away from programs for schools, for children, for the elderly. So except for the weapons companies themselves, they're really a lose-lose situation for everybody.
Exactly, ma'am. Actually, you just took my next question from my mouth. We've seen a wave of democracy-seeking uprisings in the region recently. Saudi Arabia has been engaged in Bahrain, in the Bahrain issue militarily, not to mention its own crackdown on its own people. Why should such countries still receive arms despite the United States slogan of supporting human rights and democracy, would you say?
I think if we had an election around the world, including American citizens, people would be voting against this kind of process that seems to be going on. And the United States is certainly the largest arms seller in the United States. We spend more on our own military than any other country in the world. And yet, you see the same phenomenon in many other nations. It's the U.S., I'm sad to say, is not alone in this. As I mentioned, Britain's doing this, France is doing that. The new regime of South Africa, from which many people had such great hopes when they overthrew their own apartheid oppression, now they're taking part in these types of arms sales. We see many regimes in the Middle East and in Iran and in China that are also quite often oppressive of their own population. And the fact that then arms are being sold places and that are being used that are then opposed. For example, the U.S. sold arms to Libya. Now we have the U.S. government and these other European and other world governments supporting this no-fly zone and increasingly using weapons against the weapons that all of these countries sold to Libya. One writer pointed out very accurately that if we really, and the United States and these other countries, If they all wished to have helped the Libyans who are trying now to seek democracy, rather than having the dilemma, well, do we supply more weapons now to that faction, or would maybe the better direction be to just stop selling these weapons all over the world that then eventually are used on human beings? That's what they do.
Thank you very much, Alison Ware.
There's a great deal of hypocrisy.
I appreciate it, Alison Ware, Executive Director of If Americans Knew. Appreciate it.